14 people arrested in illegal Texas horse racing crackdown. Authorities in Texas have arrested 14 people in connection with Carol Mochomo's, an illegal horse racing venue operating in Levelland. The crackdown, which took place on September 29, 2024, concluded a months-long investigation initiated by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. The animal rights group had raised concerns over widespread horse mistreatment and illegal operations at unregulated bush tracks across Texas, including Carol Mochomo's. Related: disturbing greyhound racing cruelty shocks Victoria. PETA complaint leads to raids. Earlier this year, PETA lodged a complaint with the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, that exposed more than 50 brush tracks in the state. These venues are notorious for giving horses performance-enhancing drugs and subjecting them to inhumane practices such as whipping and electroshocking to improve their chances of winning. Furthermore, these races often attract high-roller betting, with gamblers wagering hundreds of thousands of dollars. During the raid on Carol Mochomo's, authorities seized 135 grams of cocaine, numerous gambling devices, large amounts of cash, illegal substances meant for both horses and humans, and electrical devices used to force horses to push their physical limits. The Texas Racing Commission, TXRC, which participated in the operation, said that these illegal tracks jeopardize the health of the animals and tarnish the reputation of legal horse racing in Texas. Multiple charges to be brought. Those arrested face multiple charges, including organized crime, money laundering, unlawful racing, and aiding illegal gambling operations. Among those arrested were track operator Cesar Pacheco, well-known underground jockey Daniel Avila, and prominent bush track racing broadcasters Ramon Garcia and Edna Hernandez. Carol Mochomo's promoted its events openly on social media, even encouraging families to attend by advertising entertainment for children. The venue's sophisticated marketing and the scale of the betting operations suggest it was a highly profitable and well-established enterprise. This isn't the first time PETA has uncovered illegal horse racing activities. Previous investigations in Georgia led to charges of animal cruelty and illegal gambling, with several individuals prosecuted. PETA's efforts have also prompted regulatory action in states such as California, where the racing board now prohibits licensed participants from engaging in bush track racing. The Texas Racing Commission and other law enforcement agencies have said that they are committed to dismantling illegal horse racing operations. TXRC Executive Director Amy F. Cook emphasized the commission's dedication to collaborating with local and state authorities to ensure the protection of both the integrity of the sport and the welfare of the animals involved.